But before that, as it is New Year and we're all trying to be a little bit more healthy, we've asked each of our members of our panel to come up with a top tip from their field. So, Sean, let's kick off with you then, first of all. What's your dietary top tip?
I think it is to eat more vegetables. Really, every meal that you have, think about where are the vegetables. So breakfast, you could be having something like mushrooms, tomatoes. Your lunchtime, when you go and get your sandwich, instead of having a packet of crisps, have a side salad. And then your evening meal, get some vegetables in there. Another good rule is to put your vegetables on your plate first. So fill half your plate with vegetables, and then there's less space for your carbs and your protein. Have them there. But if you put it on first, because classically you plate up your meat, you plate up your carbs, and then there's this tiny little...
Everyone is nodding.
Yeah, there's this tiny little thing. And the other thing is to eat around, have some variety. We do tend to get into a bit of a vegetable and fruit rut, and there is huge variety, and things like frozen vegetables can really be your friend. Whether you're catering,
are they okay then, frozen vegetables? Because they get a bad rap. People say, "Oh, we know it's not fresh." Are they okay?
And sometimes they can be more fresh than fresh, because they might have been frozen actually where they've been picked on site, whereas other vegetables might have had to be transported, and heated light's going to affect some of the vitamin content.
But why are vegetables good? Why are you banging the drum for vegetables?
Okay.
Because many people say, "I hate vegetables, I never eat them, you know, they're the devil's thing." But why are they good?
They're a great source of fibre. So obviously fibre helps keep your gut healthy, reduce your risk of certain cancers. Physically, it will help fill you up. So when you're having that meal, it will fill you up. They tend to be low in calories because they have a high water content, so you can eat a lot of them. They're rich in vitamins and minerals, and also they're rich in phytochemicals, plant chemicals, which seem to have health-giving properties.
Dan, your top tip for 2018?
Any activity is better than no activity. I think we get caught up, a bit like we're talking about with the diets, we get caught up in fads and new trends. And actually, what people should think about is the amount of time now that we spend sitting. And actually, even if it just means at work, holding a meeting standing up, or having a walking meeting, or just at lunchtime, rather than getting the lift downstairs, walk down the stairs and walk back upstairs. And I think it's about, and excuse the pun, it's about taking small steps.
Or big steps.
Potentially big steps. It's certainly not about trying to run before you can walk, another pun there. But it's really about the fact that we have to start slowly. And the key to exercise and the key to getting fitter is it's like building a pyramid. You have to put the foundations in first. And I think we get all excited about this kind of really fancy stuff where we can do all these intervals and this really short duration work. Actually, put the foundations in first, which is just about being physically active, then you can move on to that additional stuff.
And a mindfulness tip from you, Tom?
Well, I would say that in today's modern life that's so frantic and busy and littered with so much multitasking, why not give yourself 10 minutes of you time every day and try and think of a way to put it in the morning or your evening routine? And use that as an opportunity just to do one thing and to give yourself that gift of unitasking or a break from multitasking. Perhaps go off grid, turn on aeroplane on your mobile, turn off the notifications, calls, emails. Try and rebalance that sense of giving yourself some relaxation time. And perhaps learning a new skill like mindfulness can give you that evidence-based bit of a recharge for you and to rebalance how you're doing in your day.
We'll learn more about it a bit later on in the programme. A tip from Munich?
I would probably say, as I would, prioritise sleep. Sleep tends to get stuck in the corner. It is often the thing that people say, well, look, I'm really busy. What am I going to miss out on? I'll miss out on an hour or two sleep because that's a bit of a waste of time. I'm lying there unconscious, not doing anything, not getting anything done. But actually, if you get into a good routine, make sure you get sufficient sleep for you, which is variable depending on the individual. You'll be much more productive during the day and much more efficient, and you'll get a lot more done. So actually, if you spend that extra 1 or 2 hours sleeping, you'll probably be better for it at the end of the day, and you'll get everything you want done in the day more swiftly.